The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And I hear he's just gotten even busier. That would be senior advisor to healthcare.com. But none of that stops his detection services, which are quite worthy. Hi, Frank. How are you?
You know, I'm good, but the news I have is troubling. I mean, we've been on this nursing home crisis story now for a couple of weeks, and last week's broadcast went viral in Connecticut and then across the country. I heard from people, you know, from the West Coast. Nothing I've reported on in 10 years here has gotten the reaction of our call on Governor Lamont to investigate Connecticut's entire nursing home system and then reform it. I mean, something is horribly wrong. Connecticut has 1% of the United States population, but 8% of all COVID-19 deaths in this country are in Connecticut's 350 senior living homes. That's nursing homes and the assisted living facilities. The state's nursing homes have become death houses where 10% of the residents, 10% of the residents have died since March. And as I speak, every day, 20 more senior living residents are dying. Worse, because of too little testing and faulty record keeping, the deaths are being undercounted, I think, by as much as 25%. Also, those numbers, as bad as they are, don't reflect the many peripheral deaths. An emotional Mitch Belinsky, he's the state representative from Newtown, called me to talk about his mother Shirley's death. Mitch moved his mom down from her three-bedroom home in Massachusetts to an assisted living facility so he could visit her every day. But the COVID hit, and then the visitors were banned. And as Mitch tells it, staff got overwhelmed by the COVID patients and neglected others. Mitch said, "My mother died of the lockdown that prevented me from looking in on her and the neglect of the staff." Now, Mitch was left with feelings of guilt for bringing his mother into the nursing home. And the memory of holding her hand as Shirley took her last breath. He called Connecticut's senior living industry disgusting and said if more isn't done, quote unquote, all the week will be taken by COVID. So what is Governor Lamont doing about all these deaths on his watch? If he's jumping up and down, he's not jumping high enough. Representative Michelle Cook, she's of Torrington, she got us started on this story by calling for a top-to-bottom investigation of the entire nursing home system here in Connecticut after her father-in-law, who's a resident of Litchfield Woods in Torrington, died of COVID. More than 10% of the House Democrats and key Republicans have told me personally they support a major investigation and massive reform. But Cook herself and others now say launching it in the middle of a pandemic would be counterproductive because obviously an investigation like that would distract the managers with audits, all kinds of stuff, when they should be focused on controlling the highly contagious and deadly virus. They've got a point, but I would also add they're all up for re-election and in a big investigation could produce a lot of ugly headlines for everybody. So how about this? With the help from Democrats and Republicans, the Healthcare Workers Union, that's SEIU 1199, and experts, let's pivot from investigation only to a five-point call for nursing home action. Governor Lamont could get behind some of these ideas tomorrow. So, Jill, do you think we're ready now to pivot to solutions?
Yes, I just think that it's the... Of course, I always think we are ready to pivot to solutions. I don't think that... Many people are, what I say, using, they're, I would say, more utilizing the pandemic and the fact that there are a lot of people who are just holding still instead of moving forward. Well, so well, I think you have to be somewhat sensitive to that.
Yeah. So here are some ideas to get moving forward. Okay. So first, the state should immediately test, track, and trace all 8,000 or so healthcare workers Now, as heroic as they are, they're the ones going in and out of the nursing homes. They're spreading the virus in the homes and then in their own homes and in the community. The state needs to know exactly who among these healthcare workers, exactly who is sick, especially the infected but asymptomatic. Then they need to be quarantined where they live, and we need to test everyone they've been close to. This system has been used in Europe and other countries. It's very effective. But some Democratic lawmakers tell me Connecticut won't have enough test kits for this. Okay, you'd have to test the workers about twice a week, every 4 or 5 days. We won't have enough tests for that for 5 more weeks. So some of these Democrats, of course, blame President Trump. And blaming Trump, you know, scores political points and it's justified. But blaming Trump solves nothing. Also, at least 5 states are testing residents and workers now. They found the test somewhere, the test kit somewhere. They're doing the job. And I say to Government Lamont, I think it's a responsibility, his public health responsibility, to find enough tests to get this going. So, Joe, what do you think of testing all the healthcare workers?
I hope that the tests are available. Yes, but... Let's not forget that we've got some accuracy issues as well. So it's more, how do you treat people? How do you treat people, keep them safe, and keep them from exposing others? You almost have to assume, I'm afraid, that there's exposure because you can't test them every day.
Well, you can't test them every day, but if there was tests twice a week among the healthcare workers, this would be tremendously helpful.
Okay.
Second. The state should hire 213 registered nurses immediately and place one in each nursing home to enforce infection control. Now, Rob Baril, he's the head of that healthcare workers union, says that move alone would save hundreds of lives. It's also supported by the Democratic House Women's Caucus. Dr. Bill Pettit, he's the ranking member of the House Public Health Committee, says there's enough nursing talent around now to get this started because the hospitalizations are down. So talent is not a problem. Plus, CMS, Centers for Medicare Services, has a free online course to train infection specialists. So, okay, Joe, how about putting an infection specialist in every home? Make sense?
In a second. That I would do first.
It's something that could be done very easily.
Right.
Third, the state should help the nursing homes to create safe ways for families to visit loved ones. Now, Noble Horizons, you know, right here in Salisbury, has partitioned off part of its porch with plexiglass to allow face-to-face meetings, family and the residents. Safe visits lift spirits, and they also bring valuable scrutiny. It's not hard to imagine that Mitch Belinsky's mother, Shirley, would be alive if he had been able to see her as she was getting sick. So family visits, that's a no-brainer, right?
Also,
right, Joe?
Also, I will say that the family visits and registered nurses are something that not only could be done and should be done immediately, they could have been done and should have been done earlier on. If you're in the solution business, that's a real good place to start rather than, you know, going on the elusive snipe, protective equipment testing, so forth, hunt.
Right. Well, I agree with that. These are things that could be done immediately. But I also think the state should launch, and this is point four, the state should launch a top-to-bottom investigation, let's say as soon as possible, not only to find best and worst practices, right? Inexcusable shortages of masks and gowns. Gowns apparently are still in short supply. I can't believe it. And unlawfully low nurse-to-resident ratios, okay? All of that should be investigated. But also, we need to see if any of nursing home owners are siphoning off pandemic money to inflate their profits. And allow me to add this. The failure of the Lamont administration to fine even one nursing home $1 in the midst of this wave of death is the punchline of a sick joke. Attorney General in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania have begun investigations, and lawmakers, including Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury, are calling the Attorney General William Tong's office to get his thinking. lawmakers tell me whenever we finally get around to this investigation, whenever that is, we will be quote unquote shocked, very shocked, and there will be convictions. So, Jill, what do you think about the timing of the investigation?
Well, anyone who is profiteering from this, and we know simply, we can go off the nursing home topic for one second. We know from other areas how many people are taking advantage. Just deserve immediate scrutiny.
Yeah. Yeah, it needs.
And then we can claw back. Then we can take that money back, because that's just wrong.
Yeah, claw the money back, and the scrutiny needs to be as soon as possible, on a very high level. So, fifth, Governor Lamont should get out in front of the nursing home issue. I don't understand why he doesn't. He's got to get out ahead by appointing a task force to bring urgency and organization to these ideas. Hey, and other ideas. Now, Representative Cook, for one, is urging her Democratic House leadership to get Governor Lamont behind the task force. And Minority Leader Themis Clarides and others, other Republicans, are supported as well. They've told me so. So this virus is bipartisan, and the task force must be bipartisan. And so how about, this is going to be open to debate for sure, but how about six people? How about for this task force? How about the House and Senate majority and minority leaders, the head of the Department of Health, okay, or acting head, and an advocate for the nursing home families? That's six. It could be eight. It could be 10, as long as it's an even number. A task force, not too big, okay? A task force targeted would bring focus and efficiency to implement the best ideas, right? And as Representative Cook puts it, to fix a disastrous situation. That's what we're facing here.
Which needs to be fixed anyway.
Yeah, well, what do you think about a small targeted task force to go in and start to sort this out?
I am fine with it. I have a side question. I'm fine with it because you've got the acute problem understates it. You've got the acute debacle, which, if it were a business, you would get right on that bit. And then you would do the task force for sorting it out, you know, just in terms of like what, who knew what when and how can we fix it? And you would concomitantly do your testing and so forth. But I have a question, and this is a side question. Is there an immunity issue and I'm not talking about an immunity to COVID. I'm talking about a business immunity situation going on here.
Yes, there
is.
Yes, there is, because Governor Lamont has issued an executive order now it supposedly runs out in September. But that executive order not only extended immunity to best practices, okay, immunity to any of the healthcare workers doing their best reasonable job, not only to the healthcare workers. That makes sense to me. But he extended it to the facilities. And I've talked to Democrats and others, and they think that's just a step too far. It's not as bad as New York. In New York, Governor Cuomo, he's gotten a lot of applause for the job he's done, as the face of fixing COVID-19 deaths in New York State. But he put into the budget, slipped into the budget, frankly, immunity. A real blanket immunity for the operators of nursing homes. And I just think a number of people I've talked to think that's just not what should happen here. We need accountability. I mean, these numbers that I'm talking about here, 10% of the residents of nursing homes in Connecticut have died since March. Something's got to be done. And there needs to be accountability. No nursing home has been fined even $1. Yes, there are some citations going out now. I mean, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around this. That's why I think a targeted task force, bipartisan, small and efficient, to sort this out, set the priorities for the laws that need to be passed and the inquiries that need to take place. We got to stop the deaths. And if there's any profiteering, that money needs to be clawed back. And there are best practices that can be put in place now to make the living residents there and their families feel more secure and safe and have a better quality of life. We need action.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, on my desk.